In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
88.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump pushing a new missile defense plan. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Changes are coming to parking in downtown Wichita. A look at the amended plan is coming up.
Kansas towns recovering from recent storms. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
President Trump unveils plans for a new generation of missile defense, the Golden Dome.
Once fully operational, President Trump says the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles fired from around the world or launched from space.
It's a pretty evil world out there, so this is something that goes a long way toward the survival of this great country.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth calls the system a game changer.
It's a generational investment in the security of America and Americans.
President Trump says he's allocating $25 billion as initial funding in the reconciliation package being negotiated by Republicans. He says the full project will total $175 billion and be operational in about 3 years. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An amended downtown parking plan approved yesterday by the Wichita City Council.
The car park will continue management and enforcement for all city-owned parking facilities in the downtown, excluding Delano. Upgraded smart parking meters for credit card payments, a mobile app, and license plate recognition equipment for enforcement will be implemented. Back in December, the council approved parking fees of $1 per hour between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. The plan is forecast to generate approximately $2.2 million for the city over a 12-month period beginning July 1st. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
At a relief center in Abbeville in central Kansas, preparations underway to help residents with the long-term effects of building back from last weekend's storms. Valerie Taylor with the United Way of Reno County says the goal is to assess people's needs.
VOAD's mission is for long-term recovery, and so we pick up where Red Cross responds to that immediate crisis. We're there for the long haul.
Taylor says they have brought together resources from a coalition of nonprofits to provide assistance.
A body was found as Hutchinson firefighters battled a fire in a storage unit yesterday morning at Store and Go Self-Storage at 4th and Bonebreak. Police and fire crews found smoke coming from one of the 8 storage units. They found the body as firefighters began cutting through locks and doors. Investigators speculate the person was living in the unit where the fire broke out. The cause of the blaze under investigation.
The one big beautiful bill is still up in the air.
Congressman Mike Lawler is still working on an agreement alongside his fellow New York Republicans on a deal involving SALT, the state and local tax deduction.
I'm going to continue to negotiate in good faith to get a bill passed.
Republicans remain at odds over the big beautiful bill containing President Trump's agenda on taxes, spending, energy, and border security. Blue state Republicans want to lift the cap on SALT past what's been offered at $30,000. Meanwhile, conservative Republicans want work requirements for Medicaid to take effect sooner. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A former Capitol riot defendant is convicted of federal firearms charges.
Taylor Toronto, convicted of making a hoax bomb threat to a government building and illegally possessing guns and ammunition. The Navy veteran from Washington State who had his Capitol riot case dismissed by the Trump administration was arrested near former President Barack Obama's Washington, D.C. home in June of 2023. Investigators say he was found with two guns, roughly 500 rounds of ammunition, and a machete in his van. Prosecutors say he was live streaming, making threatening statements about Democrats, including the former president, and detailing an ominous, threatening plan to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, part of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Defense attorneys had argued he had no bomb-making materials and wasn't near the institute. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Action at the conference tournament for baseball, Wichita State. See how the Shockers did yesterday and what's up for today. We'll have that coming up in sports.
Sedgwick County Commission hearing budget proposals. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. No weekly meeting for the Sedgwick County Commission today. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, commissioners are staying busy.
The Board of County Commission, all five commissioners, are really active in the budget processing. That's really the most important thing that we do. So for 2 weeks in May every year, all 46 department heads come and do a presentation before the county commission so that we can just analyze where their needs are, what kind of a state of the union is, and if they have any specific budget requests. And that's what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks. It's quite a process.
Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
A school board meeting in Naperville, Illinois, became a debate this week over the inclusion of transgender athletes in girls' sports.
This board meeting came after a transgender student reportedly took home multiple wins at a middle school girls' track meet over the weekend, which also prompted a nonprofit group called Awake Illinois to file a federal civil rights complaint against the school district, accusing them of, quote, engaging in sex-based discrimination within education programs or activities that receive federal funding. And the Department of Education has not yet publicly responded to the complaint, but if they do investigate the Chicago area school district, it will join a long list of institutions being looked into by the Trump administration over those Title IX violations.
And that's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting.
The village of Dalton, Illinois, plans to buy the childhood home of Pope Leo XIV as visitors flock to the home of the first American pope. Fox's Casey Cronus reports.
Since he was elected pontiff, neighbors have seen an influx of visitors to Pope Leo's childhood home. They tell me one couple from Germany even stopped by this afternoon. Now two Dalton police squads are stationed outside the home as a precaution. The current owner purchased the home before realizing the significance it would soon carry. Attorney Bert Odelson, who represents the village, issued a letter to the auction house Paramount Realty USA, notifying them of their intent to purchase the home through eminent domain. The village plans to pay fair market value and is working with the Chicago Archdiocese to turn the home into a historic site.
The town's board also approved naming a street after the Pope.
Police in Colorado again finding themselves hopping after an escaped pet.
It was round two of a Colorado kangaroo caper for police in Durango, a community in the southwestern part of the state. A pet kangaroo named Irwin went on walkabout Monday, but unlike a boomerang, he did not come back. Officers managed to corner him near a home and placed him in the back of a police truck without too much incident. Now, last year, Irwin also managed to escape when he was still a joey or baby kangaroo. In that instance, officers held open a bag similar to his mother's pouch, and he jumped right in. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The traffic volume's still heavy, but getting thinner out there, and so things starting to look a little bit better on the roadways out there. We do have a lot of traffic right now on Kellogg East and westbound, right around 119th Street, also a little bit westbound at 135th as well. So just some heavier patches of traffic there on Kellogg over on the west side. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN forecast with Ronette Williams.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Only a 10% chance of a shower or storm, especially late in the day. Warm, near average high of 79 degrees. Winds are going to be a lot lighter today, too, out of the northeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now sunny, north wind at 7 miles per hour, 55 degrees. At Richard R. Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Wednesday, May 21st. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 79 degrees. That is the normal high for the date, 79. We had quite a wind gust from the northwest, 73 miles per hour. That was clocked at Eisenhower Airport as that thunderstorm rolled through here. And about midnight, on this date in 1931, an incredibly late snowstorm struck the Western Plains. Tribune, Kansas, received 8 inches of snow. The snowstorm caused a sharp temperature spike. 4 days before the storm, the high in Tribune was 90. On the day of the winter storm, the high was 37.
Mm.
Quite a bit of difference there.
That's a shock to the system.
Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And I want to mention a couple of birthdays real quick. Mark Chamberlain's having a birthday. Mark has been around for quite a while.
He was Wichita legend.
Yeah, for some time he was a reporter at Cake TV. Then he went into the marketing and advertising business a few years ago, and they've got quite a great business
built
up.
Very successful doing that, too.
Mark, good guy. Happy birthday to Mark Chamberlain. Also like to say happy birthday to Kitty Malone. She lives in Kansas City now with her husband, whose air name was Ron Eric Taylor, the old days of KEYN. I gave Kitty her first job in radio, and then she went on from there, I think, with Cake Radio or whatever. Maybe KNSS. She helped to found the Kansas Information Network and worked for several years as one of the first female news people here in radio in town. Kitty Malone, having a birthday today. All right, let's see. Where are my notes? Now, Stephen 10 of the morning here on KNSS. And I've
got
sorry,
a lot of papers
have,
over there.
There it is. I got all my papers already. We've got Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us this morning talking about the big budget bill. Good morning, Ryan. Thank you. I sound like I'm about disorganized as Congress is right now on that bill trying to get it through. Where are we at on the big bill right now, sir?
Well, you must have had all the pages in front of you, the 1,500 pages or so.
Right.
Well, literally, Chip Roy, probably one of the biggest holdouts, is meeting with Speaker Johnson as we talk right now. The Rules Committee meeting is still ongoing, so we'll see if they get any updates on the big, beautiful bill at some point. But it seems like things are going south right now based on what Roy just said.
You're trying to get it up locked up by Memorial Day, but you sound like you're somewhat skeptical about the timing then.
It just seems like things did not go well this overnight. So, yeah, it seems like we're starting to get a little skeptical. I mean, I'm not saying I can't work it out, but Speaker Johnson has said it would be ideal if they can vote on the bill today. Not quite sure if that's possible, but, you know, by tomorrow, I think, is what he wants to do. And yeah, there's some members that say maybe we need to wait till after Memorial Day to make some changes. But there's a lot going on here for sure.
Well, who are holding? Are all the Republicans on board, or several of them are just not?
Not enough. That's the problem. Yeah, you got some blue state Republicans who want an increase in the salt cap. You got some red state Republicans who don't think this goes far enough to cut spending. So they're trying to find that happy medium right now.
What is a salt cap? I'm sorry, I saw that term this morning. I don't know what that is.
State and local tax deduction. It allows. Bluer states to write off their taxes on, if they're from a high tax state. So it gives them an extra, tax incentive. But red state Republicans don't like that because they think that is subsidizing states that have high taxes.
So at this point, I don't see why it wouldn't hurt if there's no rush on it to go ahead and give it a weekend to talk about it. Maybe some folks back home would have something to say.
Yeah, I think they're just kind of at the, I think they want to give President Trump a legislative win. They've been working on this for some time now, but, sometimes these things take time. And when you can only afford to lose two Republicans on any vote, that makes life a little bit more difficult.
All right. The big bill they're calling. All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for being with us this morning. That's Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, as always, with some good insight on what's happening on Capitol Hill. The big budget bill. The big, beautiful budget bill. Okay, whatever. 8:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted Woodward has promised a really good blur. Every blur program is great, Ted, for crying out loud. Could this be even better than usual?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
We're only 18 minutes away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little premature.
That's all right. You're excited for the blur. I whet your appetite for the blur, and now you're excited about it.
Yeah, I can't wait. So let's go ahead and do sports in the meantime,
all right,
shall we?
We'll hit sports. College baseball, the American Conference Tournament underway yesterday in Clearwater, Florida. The Shockers open up with a matchup against Charlotte, going up against the Conference Pitcher of the Year. Oof. Shockers were not able to handle that. Mike Kennedy with comments after the game on KFH.
This one belonged to Charlotte pretty much right from the beginning. Going into the game, Wichita State was well aware they were facing the pitcher of the year in the conference. You were not going to expect many runs off of Blake Gillespie. You had to think going in that maybe three would be about it. So Shockers needed to hold Charlotte to a low total. They got one run in the first and then three in the second. That was the big inning. Three runs on four hits. They added two more in the third.
Yeah, Shocks down 6-0 early against a great pitcher, and that's the game. Charlotte wins it 7-1. Wichita State's five-game winning streak comes to an end. Charlotte has now won 10 in a row. Yeah, Blake Gillespie had 8 innings pitched, 13 strikeouts against the Shockers.
Wow.
All right. So into the loser's bracket. Every game now, the Shockers have to win to keep the season alive. It's next today, loser's bracket game. The Shockers take on number 3 seed South Florida. That game will start sometime after 3:30 this afternoon. Mike Kennedy and Denning Garrig will have the call over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH for Shocker Baseball. The Big 12 tournament begins today in Arlington, Texas. This is a single elimination format, so you got to win to advance. Number 6 seed Kansas State taking on number 11 seed Houston in a first-round game. That's a late game tonight at 8 o'clock down in Arlington. KU gets a great honor as head coach Dan Fitzgerald is named the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year. The last time KU had the Coach of the Year, it was the Big 8 Conference. A long time ago, 32 years ago, when Dave Bingham led the Jayhawks to the College World Series. Dan Fitzgerald gets the honor this year, and why not? KU, 42-14 on the season. The only team in the nation with 40 wins, 20 conference wins, and 20 road wins. And a great season for KU baseball, and why not? The Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year is KU's Dan Fitzgerald in his third year with the Jayhawks. Major League Baseball last night, late night on the West Coast, the Kansas City Royals visiting the San Francisco Giants.
The Giants outpitched the Royals in a 3-2 win last night, evening this series 1-1. Giants starter Hayden Birdsong, making his first start of the year, allowed only an unearned run over his five innings. KC scored in the third when Kyle Isbell drove in Drew Waters on a sacrifice fly. The Giants scored two in the fourth, one in the fifth to go up 3-1. Royals put up an eighth-inning run on a Bobby Witt Jr. RBI infield single. The comeback ended there.
So the Royals fall by a run last night at San Francisco again today to finish up that three-game series on the West Coast. JUCO softball, the JUCO World Series, continuing in Yuma, Arizona. Winners bracket quarterfinals today. Number 9 seed Butler Community College taking on the top team in the nation, Florida Southwestern State. That'll be at 3:30 this afternoon. Butler has won 6 in a row. Florida Southwestern has won 14 in a row. So we'll see how Butler does today in the winner's bracket quarterfinals at the JUCO Softball World Series. High school softball regional action around the state yesterday. Derby wins at home in the regional championship game, shutting out Lawrence Free State 5-0. Derby softball goes to state with a record of 21-7. In Class 4A, Clearwater wins at home in the regional title game, beating Bueller 13-3. Clearwater softball going to state with a record of 24-4. And also 4A, McPherson softball wins at home, beats Mulvane in the regional title game 9-2. McPherson softball going to state with an undefeated record of 28-0 for McPherson softball. Good stuff there. And in college men's tennis in the Sweet 16 at the NCAA tournament in Orlando yesterday, Washburn beats Concordia Irvine 4-2. That puts Washburn men's tennis into the national quarterfinals for only the second time in school history. Last time they did it was 7 years ago. Washburn has won 11 in a row now with a record of 21-3. The Ichabods will take on Barry at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the national quarterfinals of college men's tennis. And happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs middle linebacker Tracy Simeon is 58 today. He was the middle linebacker for the Chiefs for a lot of the 1990s. Former linebacker for the Chiefs, Tracy Simeon. It's birthday. He's 58 today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean urging Congress to pass the big bill. That's on the way. Stephen's Head in the Morning here on KNSS.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 on this Wednesday morning. 55 degrees. The city of Wichita has amended regulations for the sale and shooting of fireworks within the city limits.
Those amendments were due to changes by the Kansas Senate during the 2025 legislative session. The state now allows seasonal fireworks between June 20th and July 7th, a total of 18 days. Permanent retailers can sell fireworks year-round. Battalion Chief Jose Ocades with the Wichita Fire Department says the shooting dates and times will mirror what the city allowed last year.
June 27th through July 5th, and allow aerial fireworks to be sold or to be shot July 3rd through the 5th. And the hours of shooting will be 10 a.m. to midnight.
Seasonal fireworks can be sold between June 27th and July 4th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Even though the council approved the fireworks amendments, the city is still taking feedback on the issue until May 30th. High winds knocked out power for tens of thousands of Kansans Tuesday in Sedgwick County, around 2,600 customers remaining without power as of last night. Evergy spokesperson Gina Penzik says they're using drones to help crews replace 35 power poles and 50 spans of wire.
This increases both efficiency and safety of the work because we're able to fly that line and see where the damage is much more efficiently than if we had somebody walking or trying to get a vehicle into that space.
Power is expected to be restored completely no later than tonight. More than 30,000 patients at Hunter Health may have had their personal information stolen in a data breach.
The clinic says an unauthorized party gained access to an employee email account this past September. Some of the files stored in that account included names, date of birth, social security numbers, government ID numbers, financial and medical information. Hunter Health issued a statement saying that they are not aware of any identity fraud or misuse of information so far. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission has been hearing spending proposals from the county's 46 departments the past 2 weeks as it writes a budget for next year. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News there is pressure to maintain services while holding down spending.
There's pressures on public safety. If you think about what we've got to do at 911 and EMS, you know, the call volume coming into 911 over the last 3 years has significantly surged. They get 1,100 calls a day now on average.
Beatty commented during his weekly visit with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
The leader of South Africa visits President Trump today amid the administration accusing South Africa's government of committing genocide.
Dozens of Afrikaners, white South Africans of Dutch descent, were granted refugee status in the U.S. this month as President Trump accused the South African government of persecuting minority farmers.
It's a genocide that's taking place that you people don't want to write about, but it's a terrible thing that's taking place, and farmers are being killed.
South African leaders deny the charge and say President Trump is repeating misinformation. The country's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, will make his case to President Trump today as the two leaders discuss violence in the country, as well as trade and tariffs. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man who set a Texas grandmother on fire has been executed 13 years after her murder.
49-year-old Matthew Johnson received a lethal injection at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. He had doused 76-year-old gas station clerk Nancy Harris with lighter fluid and then set her ablaze during a robbery in Garland, Texas, shortly before his demise. Johnson asked for forgiveness from the Harris family and apologized to his wife and children for what he did. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. KNSS 850 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves downtown parking plan, excluding Delano.
Two.
And the council amends fireworks ordinance. Shooting allowed between June 27th and July 5th in Wichita.
One.
President Trump unveils new missile defense plan called Golden Dome. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still have some heavy moving, heavy traffic southbound on I-135 and also on the ramp from northbound I-235 over to K-96. Some fairly heavy traffic on 29th Street up in that area as well where that road construction is at. And we still have a stalled out vehicle. This is southbound on I-235. Right around Broadway, traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 78 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 54. For Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now sunny. North wind at 7 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street, and stocks are in the red this morning. The Dow is down 324 points as we kick off the trading day. Let's see, S&P is down almost 25, and the NASDAQ down almost 46. City Council turns down a legal settlement with a Wichita developer. Editor Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A City of Wichita lawsuit against developers Dave Burke and Dave Wells will continue after the City Council on Tuesday voted to reject a $400,000 settlement agreement. The lawsuit stems from the developer's revitalization of the former Kenmar Shopping Center at 13th and Oliver, and the city claims the developers owe $1.8 million in missed payments. Council members voted 5-2 to deny the settlement claim, with a difference of opinion on what was more important in this case, getting some settlement money instead of possibly losing or winning and not being able to collect, or showing the public the council is willing to fight for taxpayer dollars. Engineering firm Garver will grow from 1 to 2 locations near Eisenhower Airport. Already located at 1995 Midfield Road, the company received an okay on Tuesday from the City Council, which is acting as the airport authority, to lease an additional building 2 lots to the north, gaining more than 7,100 square feet. Garver will use the additional building for office space and will pay the city about $4,767 monthly for 6 years, with options for another 2 additional 5-year terms. And a popular discount store is taking over the space once held by Joanne Fabric on West Kellogg. Five Below, which caters to teens and older, said Tuesday it will open its fourth store at 6930 West Kellogg this Friday. Five Below stores are usually about 9,000 square feet, and while the company is growing here, it's recently had a lackluster stock performance because of tariffs and corporate shakeups. Last month, Five Below stock...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco, 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 Taco,
this deal's legit.
Taco, Taco, Taco,
only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, Taco to go, Taco to go,
$2.99.
Lost 28% of its value. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Today is National Wait Staff Day. This is a chance to show your appreciation to all the wait staff, people who wait on you, the waiters and waitresses, and your dining experiences, trying to make your experience there even more enjoyable it's time to say thank you to them if you haven't already. And have you ever worked as a waiter or a waitress, Kirk?
No, I never worked as either. Wait staff can either make or break a good dining experience, can't mm-hmm. they?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the good ones always leave a gratuity. I always try to leave something, even if it's I'm actually a pretty good tipper. Ted makes fun of me just because my standard line at dinner or whatever is, I'd like to leave a tip now. Has anybody got change for a buck? It always goes over well with the wait staff. Of course, I'm just
they kidding. Love that humor.
I like to kid them a little bit. If they come back at me, they get even a bigger tip. So there you go. Yeah, National Wait Staff Day. Thank you, Kirks. We'll tech with you tomorrow morning. Coming up on KNSS, Glenn Beck. Trump's approval rating is surging, says Glenn. That's coming up here on KNSS. Top of the hour news this morning, Wichita City Council approves parking and fireworks ordinances. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. And thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Elias Show, news updates all day. Steve is head of the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Hey guys, Doug Moore, health insurance broker at 316-600-7.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99.
Taco to go.